hello and welcome to a follow-up screencast on using the transitioning content control inside of a Windows Phone 7 project. If you watched my previous screencast on using that control, what we did was add the assembly into the project that contained the transition control and just started to use it. And if you tried it under the April CTP, which was released just days after I recorded the screencast, I'm going to show you the behavior or the lack thereof that you would get from the transitioning content control. So I've gone ahead and just set up the project exactly the same way we had done in the earlier screencast, and I've gone ahead and fired up the Find a Zip application. You'll see the emulator is starting, and what we end up getting is basically nothing. The app never starts, and the first clue to what is going on actually is here in the output window. You will see right here that we're throwing a first chance exception of the system IO file load exception. What's happening, as near as I can tell, is that in the April CTP there's a known bug that they became aware of after the CTP was released, that if you have a third party signed assembly, the phone will not load that signed assembly. Now what they did is they provided, there's a couple articles, you can go check my blog post either on Channel 9 or at my website slickthought.net and see that there was a blog post that provided a utility, a PowerShell script that would actually strip the signing off of your assembly. So I actually used that PowerShell script against the system.windowscontrols.layouttoolkit assembly that contains the transitioning content control. And what ended up happening was nothing. It didn't work. And I think what's going on, I'm not an expert on signed assemblies by any stretch because they're obviously kind of a pain in the butt to work with, is that that assembly actually depends on a couple other projects that I believe are also signed, and as part of the giant build process it's still picking up the signing or something like that. Regardless, it doesn't work. So what I'm going to do is show you basically what files you need to pull in from the source to get that transitioning content control to work. So we'll go ahead and open up a different project and take a look at that. Here we are on that same Find a Zip project that we've looked at in numerous times already. The only difference here is I have gone ahead already and removed a reference to the assembly that contained the transitioning content control. And what we're going to do is just a brute force solution here to get our project up and running, assuming that at some point this problem will be fixed in a future release of the tools. So I'm just going to add a new folder. We'll call it TCC for transitioning content control. And this is really just for organizational purposes. You could stick all of this stuff directly into the main part of the project if you wanted to. I'm going to add some existing items. And what we're going to do is go into, take a look at the path here. I'm in my Silverlight November 09 toolkit, the Silverlight 3 portion. I've gone down and unzipped the source already and gone into the controls.layout.toolkit folder, which is where my transitioning content control exists. And I'm going to go into the actual transitioning content control folder and grab both the code behind file and the XAML that represents our transitioning content control. I'm going to add that to my project. Now, the transitioning content control actually relies on some helper classes. Those classes can be found by going back to the controls layout toolkit folder and going into backup, going into common, and you will find this designing properties file and this visual states file. Both of those are needed by the transitioning content control files that we added just a second ago. We'll add those. And the last thing I need to add are some resource files, because the transitioning content control, when there's an error, looks up the error strings from a resource file. So we're going to go in and add some existing items again. Go back to my control toolkit, go into properties here, and just grab the resources and the resources designer files, add those. And then what I need to do just to make the process compile properly is go in and grab those two files and move them into my own properties folder. So I'm just going to move those up. If you look over here in the XAML, you can see that obviously I need to now reference where my transitioning content control comes from by adding a namespace. So we'll just do add a namespace, call it layout. And what I'm going to be looking for is the system.windows.controls namespace, but from my particular project name. So either Find a Zip, or in this case, I've renamed this particular project to the April CTP. So I'm going to add that. This should go away. Looks good. Let's go ahead and do a build. We're all good. Go ahead and kick this puppy off with a debug session. And now you can see the project's running, and I have the same transitions we saw earlier. So pretty simple to get it up and running. Obviously, what I could do if I was going to use this across multiple projects is go ahead and build my own assembly containing just these chunks that we added for the transitioning content control so that I could reuse it, make that an unsigned assembly, and we're off and going. So just a temporary fix to use until there's an update to the tool set, which will hopefully take care of this problem. Again, I'm assuming it's a problem with signed assemblies. Hopefully you'll find this valuable, and thanks for watching.